6 minutes after 1 o'clock, and it's Tuesday. Here it is, the 30th. Almost the end of March. One more day to go, so. And then it'll be April, the third snowiest month of the year. Well, by the way, we're like 7% over our 7 inches. Yeah, 7 inches over our average rain water. So, for those of you who are wondering, we'll have drought? Nope. Of course, be glad you don't live back east right now. All that stuff we've been getting, you know, a couple of days back, they're getting it in rain and wind. It's just really a mess out there. So be kind of glad you're not back there right now. Got a double shot tonight coming up at 4 o'clock. Charles Dunn, healthcare bill. Any question you want to ask, he hates it. And he's also written a book called The Future of Religion in American Politics. By the way, he matriculates through Pat Robertson's university. It'll be fun. Well, he'll probably stand up for all those militia guys. Just think of the fun you'll have with that. Anyway, that'll be at 4 o'clock. Envia Rolf, that's Citic Rolf, how to get a deal on anything. Yeah, on anything. Really? I'd like a deal on a, let's see, a large boat and a house. In that order. House later. Boat now. Yeah, we'll see if we can get a deal on that. So, what else would you like? A Jeep. A real Jeep. But that's another story. Anyway, we'll have Andrea on momentarily. First off, all right, today's your birthday. Happy birthday, Vincent Van Gogh, or Van Gogh. I remember I saw a self-portrait of Vince and suddenly realized, I mean, up close and personal, real thing, I suddenly realized what the hell they were talking about. It was like looking at something, and his eyes look right back at you like lightning bolts. So, wow, so that's what they're talking about. Vincent Van Gogh, born on this date in 1853. Frankie Lane, mule train singer guy. Remember, mule train? Frankie Lane, born on this date in 1913. He just died a couple of years back. We had him here on the show. Frankie Lane. Richard Dysart, the actor, was born in 1929. John Astin. Tish, you spoke French. Yeah, that guy, born in 1930. Warren Beatty, another actor, of course, 1937. Astrid Gilberto. Jazz singer, Astrid, born in 1940. Graham Edge, breathe deep the gathering gloom. Yeah, that guy, Moody Blues. He used to do all the narratives. Graham Edge was born in 1941. Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton, born in 1945. Mercy, mercy. Robbie Coltrane, terrific actor. A lot of fun to watch, 1950. Paul Reiser, of course, great actor, funny guy, and was in Mad About You, among other things. Born in 1957. MC, it's Hammer Time, Hammer. Born on this date in 1962. Tracy Chapman, born in 1964. Celine Dion, another great singer, born in 1968. And Nora Jones. Nora Jones. We're going to play Nora's music tonight. Born in 1979. I love to watch Nora Jones work. I love to listen to her stuff. She's something, believe me. On this date in 1533, Henry VIII divorced his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. And, you know, he was that kind of guy. You know, you never want to mess with Henry when he wants a divorce. Run. Let's see. Also, on this date in 1822, Florida became a U.S. territory and ultimately became a state, of course, you know. Also, on this date in 1972. Five, North Vietnamese forces moved towards Saigon. Soldiers mobbed rescue jets in desperation. And, of course, now it's Ho Chi Minh City. So there you are. That's what happened on this date in history. So you say you want to get a deal on something. Well, Andrea says she can help. Andrea Sittig-Rolf, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I don't know.
Okay. Me either. I think you're used to being up at this hour. I'm not.
Well, I wouldn't say used to it. I guess I can say I'm used to it. God knows I've been doing it so long. But yeah, I mean, I'm usually up at this hour.
All right.
But I'm a night owl anyway. I have been for years, even when I'm not working.
Okay. Well, you've got an unfair advantage then, because I'm an early bird. Morning person.
Are you now?
So we'll see how we do.
Well, this is the morning.
Well, that's true. But I'm not having my triple grande extra wet non-fat cappuccino just yet.
Well, we'll give it time.
Well, okay. We'll give it another 6-7 hours, maybe, and I'll be doing that.
Well, it's all right. What time do you usually get up, really?
I'm usually up around 5:30 or 6.
On the West Coast?
Yes, I'm in Seattle.
Oh, well, that's definitely the West Coast.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, it's definitely. Pretty far west as you can get.
Yeah, pretty much, without running into the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
Yeah, of course, you guys have good coffee up there.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And I take full advantage, like I said, every morning.
You don't go to Starbucks, do you?
I do. Oh, no. I'm so busted.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm contributing to the local economy.
I know. Hey, I mean, isn't Starbucks from Seattle?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys created Starbucks.
Yeah, my husband actually works right around the corner from the original, and they've not changed it since then. It's like walking back in time when you go into the Starbucks at Pike Market.
What was the first one? Was back like 74, 75?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yep.
Way back when, of course, you know, I always wonder, how can a place like Seattle get really cool coffee? I mean, you know, you may as well be in Vancouver. You know, coffee doesn't come to mind. Fish comes to mind.
Yes, that's true. And we have the flying fish right there at Pike Market right across from the Starbucks.
Cool.
Well, there you go.
You got it all.
We have it all, pretty much.
I mean, you got food, you got good fish, you got good coffee.
And I'm here, so what more could you want?
There it is. Okay.
There we go.
All right, I want a deal.
You want a deal?
I want to make a deal. I remember that show? As you say, how to get a great deal on anything. And then, of course, I guess this is depending on how you shop, where you shop, how you do it, you know, what it is you're trying to get a hold of.
Yeah.
But how does one buy something, you know, that, you know, like, most people want a car, want a house or a condo, you know, furniture, you know, the big stuff.
Yeah,
I'm on a boat, but that's a whole other reality.
That's another show.
That's another show, yeah, exactly right. Yeah, so how does one get deals?
Well, so much of it really has to do with just asking, and I think that, you know, a lot of times we think of sort of the high-end items, like you mentioned, boats, houses, cars, for getting deals, but you might be surprised to know that at retail stores you can get deals. Like, the last place on earth you would ever think that you could get a deal, and this happened to me in January. I happened to be in New York City, in Manhattan, and shopping at a fairly high-end department store, you know, nice store, wanted to buy a couple of suits, and found one that I liked. It was more than I wanted to spend.
So what'd you do?
Well, I took it up to the gal, and now we'd been working together for an hour and a half. She'd sort of been, you know, helping me out. We developed a little bit of a friendship. We bonded.
Uh-huh.
And so I put the suit, you know, like I was going to buy it, and I said, you know, is this on sale by any chance? This is just a little more than I want to spend. It was $350, so it wasn't going to break the bank, but, you know,
yeah.
I thought, hey, I'm going to see what I can do here.
Sure.
So she says, well, let me check. She says, I don't think so. We just got it in yesterday. So she scans a little tag, and, of course, she says, no, it's not on sale. And I said, gosh, you know, I just don't know if I can spend that. And then I was just silent. I just let there be this uncomfortable silence. And as a radio guy, you know how uncomfortable.
Well, there's nothing more uncomfortable than a pregnant pause next to a pregnant lady, but that's another the show, too.
So I was just quiet. And so she's looking over the sales floor. And I thought, no doubt she's looking for a manager, you know, to see if she can get away with making a deal.
Right.
So she looks and she says, well, you know what? I bet you got that off the $200 rack. I'll just give it to you for $200.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a $350 suit that had come in the day before for $200 just
cool.
Because I showed a little hesitation, you know, and I was still going to buy it. You know, she didn't know that, but
no.
I was still going to buy it, even at that high price.
Well,
but I just hesitated.
Yeah, that's the pregnant pause thing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable. The whole silence thing is uncomfortable.
Is this a strategy, or is this just, you know, kind of a flyer?
Well, it's a little bit of a strategy. I make a game of it. I mean, I'm a professional salesperson, so it's kind of fun to be on the other side when you're a consumer and you're trying to use some of those techniques and to kind of negotiate to get yourself a deal. But I think part of it is what's happening with the economy now. People are motivated to sell, so it's a buyer's market. So I just think it's crazy not to ask for a deal when people are motivated. And I was actually blown away that a retail store would do that. I mean, you're used to that.
It wasn't Bloomie's, was it?
What's that?
Wasn't Bloomie's, was it?
No.
Oh, one. Okay. Well, there's Macy's, of course, but
I don't know if I can say
it. You can say.
Oh, Lord, I don't know if I can say where I got my suit tailored. Lord, I don't know if I can say where I got it tailored.
Well, yeah, you can.
I just did.
I know. Well, there it is. Taylor's good. All right, so let's say I want to buy a car. Everybody wants to, you know, get a deal on a car, but the cars that are selling nowadays are the ones that get good mileage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, and
or that don't stop.
Well, that too. You know, but I mean, somebody other than a Toyota.
Right.
Is this thing going to stop? No, but I'll tell you what, the acceleration's unbelievable.
We pay extra for that.
Yeah, right, yeah. So how do you get a deal on something like that then?
Well, I think with the whole car thing, you know, like you said, they're expecting you to negotiate and bargain a little bit. So when you're shopping for a car, you've got to do your research,
mm-hmm.
find out about the competition, what are the other, you know, places charging in the surrounding areas.
You mean like Kia and Hyundai now?
Well, or even the same manufacturer.
Oh,
the
okay.
same, yeah, and just, you know, like we have Bellevue, Seattle, Kirkland, Redmond. I mean, just like in Colorado, you know,
yeah.
you have your different areas.
Right, right.
Just do your research. And then what you can do is say, I'm a customer at this price. And, you know, at this other price, I'm not a customer. At this price, I am a customer. And the thing is, you have to be willing to walk away. Doesn't mean you're not going to go back later and buy the car, but you have to be willing to walk away if they're not working with you on the on the price.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And I've done that.
And sometimes you can get them to throw in extras at no additional charge. That's another way of negotiating. Get them to throw in, you know, the floor mats or the undercoat treatment or, you know, whatever the BS is.
Sounds like something I've seen from Fargo. I don't want that undercoating.
Right.
Yeah, what is that anyway, really? So you shop the area, check to see who's got the best prices, and knowing that there's competition in the region,
mm-hmm.
And then you say, okay, this is what I'm willing to pay, okay? All right. Is that a good way to come in?
Yeah, and you want to ask, if you are buying something, you want to ask for a lower price than you expect to get, because the person selling to you is going to be asking for a higher price than they expect to get. That's just sort of negotiation 101, and then somewhere you meet in the middle.
Hmm.
It's such a game. I mean, that's what drives me nuts about the whole car shopping industry, is that you have to go through this whole thing. When we all know, like the guys, oh, I got to go talk to my manager. It's like, oh, please, you're going to go in the break room and have a cup of coffee, and then you're going to come back and you're going to pretend like you went and talked to management, and now you can make a deal when you could have done that in the first place.
Well, you know, they always do this. You know, they say, well, let me check with my manager,
mm-hmm.
and disappear, and then sometimes maybe somebody else will come out.
Yes,
you know,
the
and
closer.
Say, who the hell are you? What are you? What are you? I'm not talking to you.
Now you got to start all over with
yeah.
the new schlep.
Is that really how they play that game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they screw you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they break your stride.
Oh, totally. And it's a personality thing. You know, you're gonna click with one person in a different way than another. And yeah, there's all that. All that is going on at the same time. But but again, I think they're motivated to sell now. So now more than ever, I think we really have the power to negotiate for some good deals.
Well, I have actually, you know, done the walk out the head out the door thing,
mm-hmm.
and they come running after you.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
I know.
Have you ever driven up to a car dealership and you got all the salesmen standing out there at the entrance of the driveway?
Yeah, and they're just.
I mean,
yeah,
they're
waiting to pounce.
They look like vultures.
Yeah.
I mean, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I haven't got anything against car salesmen. I mean, what the hell? I mean, a guy's got to make a living. You know, a gal's got to make a buck.
Right.
I don't have any problem with that. It's just this vulture thing.
Mm-hmm.
That I hate.
Yeah.
Be a vulture.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable. Well, and even just shopping at retail stores, people do that. And I mean, I like it when people are helpful. But it's like, can you guys go back and talk to each other and tell each other which customers you have your eye on, so 20 different salespeople aren't asking if they can help me?
Well, the thing is, like walking into a really nice department store, and the first thing when you come in the door, you know, they have all the women's cosmetics jammed toward the front door,
mm-hmm.
and all these women are waiting.
Right.
I mean, they look like car salesmen, only different.
And then it's like a stinky car wash, because you walk through and they're
yeah.
all spraying you with perfume,
yeah.
whether you want it or not.
Yeah, they said, just slut. You know, huh? What the hell are you doing? Leave me alone. Go away. Anyway, hold on, Andrea. 303-713-8585, the number. Andrea Siddick Rolfe, how to get a deal on anything. So if you were trying to get a deal, look, if you're trying to buy some furniture, and by the way, we have a lot of big furniture people here in town, you know, I mean, hello, Jake. So here's how you can get a deal. So go ahead and if you want to find out, if you're looking to buy something, now's your way to find out. Call Andrea, 303-713-8585, the number. We continue on News Radio 850 KOA.
They'd make the teardrop start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? and melt your cold, cold heart.
And Nora Jones' birthday today, so we're going to play some Nora. I have some good memories about Nora's music. 53 degrees, that's officially, and a little bit of a light breeze in the south-southwest, but not too bad. Today it's going to get into the 70s, and partly cloudy, although yesterday was a little overcast, but it did get up close to, I think it was like 72 or 71 degrees, so today's going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of the upper 70s. And with any luck, it won't be too cloudy. With any luck, we'll have lots of sunshine. We had a record on this date, though, back, well, it doesn't say when the year was, but we had a record of 83 degrees for the high. And the average is, believe it or not, it's about 59 degrees is the average, and we've had, today's going to be, oh, somewhere around about 76 or 77, so about 53 official degrees as we continue. 303-713-8585, the number. How to make a deal. Let's make a deal. Andrea Siddig Rolf, and how to get a deal on anything. The other thing people want to get deals on, of course, is furniture right now. Furniture is a big deal because, after all, you know. Have you ever seen the price of a mattress?
Oh, yes.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, I think the markup is insane on mattresses, especially good quality mattresses.
Well, that's assuming you can get a good quality mattress anymore. You don't even know if it's been recycled.
Right. That's true. My husband and I actually had an experience. It's probably been 2 or 3 weeks ago now. We went into Nordstrom, and we really like the Weston Heavenly Bed. I do a lot of traveling, and so I've had experience sleeping in Weston Heavenly Beds and always sleep well. And so when I found out that they were for sale to the general public, I thought, okay, this is a great opportunity. So we have a queen size. We've had it for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years and decided we needed a bigger bed.
Mm-hmm.
The longer you're married, that's just what happens.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why. You want to get
been married twice. Yeah, been there twice. Ain't going to do it again.
So we go into Nordstrom, and I, you know, I say to my husband, okay, I'm gonna try this little thing here. We'll see how we do, you know, with this whole bargaining thing. And it's just funny how you were saying earlier about, you know, is there a strategy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there a formula? You know, how do you do this? And a lot of it is reading people. And I was able to read this woman pretty quickly that there was no chance I was going to be able to walk out of there with any kind of a deal. I mean, she pretty much just laid it on the line. This is what the pricing is, you know. So we made small talk, and then I said, well, can you tell me, because I know Nordstrom is always having sales, I said, can you tell me when this is going to be going on sale? And she said, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, for the anniversary sale in June, it's going to be $400 off. And then she said, oh, and if you pay for it with your Nordstrom card, you save another $100.
Hmm.
I thought, great.
$500. Off how much was the retail?
It was a $1,400.
Holy
mattress.
Hannah, geez. So you're talking $900.
Right. Just because I asked a few questions. So then the decision just became, you know, do we have to have this bed right this minute, or can we wait a few months and save $500? So we decided to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just that whole thing of asking. I mean, I'm a big proponent of just ask. You know, you'd be amazed what you get in life if you just ask for things.
Yeah.
In this case, I asked about, you know, upcoming sales.
Now, generally, a lot of these stores do have sales, as you point out, but you have to time it right. If you have cards from different stores, they always send you these, like Macy's does this all the time, and Lord & Taylor does it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking a couple of other, you know, name chains that have, you know, retails. And they have sales. And they'll send you these things in the mail.
Yeah. Those are called coupons, Rick.
No, well, they're actually plastic.
Oh, okay.
No, they're actually plastic. I know what a coupon looks like.
Okay.
These are plastic. They look like they've sent
you. It looks
you
like a credit card.
They look like another credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have a flat rate off, you know, and if you use them, you know, you'll get 20%, 30%, 50%, sometimes 60 to 70%, depending on what the sale is.
Right.
And but you have to get in on the date that they're having it. Otherwise, forget about it.
Right.
Now, the thing is, of course, is, well, you know, if I get in there and it's going to be a bait and switch. Do they do this, too? I mean, because I've never had the experience of anybody baiting and switching me at these major chains.
Well, I mean, I haven't either, other than, I mean, the bait and switch for me has to do with lack of self-control on my part.
Oh.
I mean, you know, I go in with the intention of getting a deal and, oh, I'm going to look at this item that's for sale. But then, of course, you know, it's right next to this other really pretty item over here that's full price, and that's the one I want. You know, that's what happens
to me. Oh, yeah. Well, see,
that's not their fault.
There's no self-control there.
Right. That's not their issue. That's my issue.
Yeah, right. That's another problem. Yeah. All right, let's go to the telephone. We have a caller here. Eddie in Lakewood. Eddie, you want to make a deal or what?
Well, you know, I'm just kind of curious. Is this Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea.
Andrea. I have always bought, this has been, you know, 4 years ago when the economy was doing pretty well, but I bought a Lexus RX, a 350 from Stevenson, and a Mercedes 380 from Murray Imports, and I paid full price back then, but it seemed like there wasn't any negotiating back then. I mean, they're quality dealerships, but nowadays, I mean, what's the clue?
Well, first of all, if you've got a Lexus and a Mercedes, you get no sympathy from me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I
doing
understand.
Pretty well to be able to do that. But you bring up a good point, right? And that is just with the change in the economy. And I think that 4 and 5 years ago, we, you know, the anybody selling anything, especially car dealerships, weren't as motivated to make deals. They didn't have to. It's all about supply and demand, right? So they had enough demand that they could sell things full price. They didn't have to make deals. But now people are having to wheel and deal and negotiate a little bit in order to sell stuff.
Now, with these dealerships, I mean, the luxury dealerships, do they still have to? I mean, when I was younger, we had to go, you know, we played the back and forth game. But with the luxury dealerships, do they still go to the managers to get approval?
You know, I think they do still play that game a little bit. But I'll tell you what, there are folks out there that are brokers. And what these guys do is they actually act as sort of a go-between between you and the dealer.
Uh-huh.
We have one in Seattle. She's actually a friend of mine called Amazing Auto Woman. And that is her job. She acts on your behalf, and because she's able to, she does so many deals with the dealership, she gets a discount that you wouldn't be able to get on your own, and then she passes that on to the consumer, and then you pay a small fee for her service.
Now, I wonder if we have anything like that here in Denver.
I don't know. You may do a search on, you know, car broker or something like that. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I doubt she's the only person in the United States that does that.
Sure. No, I understand. But it's going to be another 1 or 2 years before I'm ready anyway, because these cars are great. They'll last forever.
Yeah.
But
and especially
anyway,
the Lexus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Lexus is actually, you know, reliable. And I'll be honest with you, if I had to choose between that or a Mercedes, I'd go with the Lexus every day.
Yeah. Well, it's the Lexus, it's the RX 350, and the Mercedes is a sedan, so...
Yeah.
But hey, I appreciate your assistance.
You all bet. Right. Thanks for your call.
All right.
It's a pleasure talking to you guys.
All right, Eddie. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You bet. 303-713-8585, the number. And again, we're talking with Andrea Sittig-Rolf. And go ahead and give us a call. We'll help you to get a deal on something. Another thing is travel. And right now, oddly enough, in spite of the economy, travel is still, you know, doing rather well. Strangely enough, right now cruise lines are booking. I don't know. I know you have a lot of cruisers that move out of there. Of course, you guys usually either go up the inner channel or down towards the Baja, which, you know, it's nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a lot of Alaskan cruises out of
there. Yeah, the inner channel. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Just head up the inner channel, especially in the summertime, you guys. But yeah, a lot of people want to get deals on travel. There are a lot of websites that you can get on their regular email stuff.
Yeah, I'd be careful with that, though. I had an experience recently with a website where I thought, oh, I'm getting such a great deal, and isn't this, you know, great? My husband and I went to San Diego, and we were going to stay at the Sheraton, which is a Starwood, you know, resort, and I'm a gold member with Starwood, and so I thought, okay, this will be, you know, great. So I go online on what I think is the Starwood hotel, you know, direct site.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. It was some third-party thing. So not only did I end up paying, I didn't even notice this until I got my credit card bill. Not only did I end up paying a $20 service fee for that, my Starwood benefits were not available to me when I got there. And the Starwood benefits are things like, you know, free upgrades to a nicer room than what you paid for. You know, they have all kinds of little perks that are nice when you're a frequent traveler. And she said, well, you didn't book this with us, so we can't honor any of your Starwood benefits.
Mm.
So sometimes they can be great. Like Travelocity, you know, I think is good. Hotels.com. I mean, there are some, you know, Priceline? Is that Shatner? You know, you can't go wrong, right, with that. But just, I think some of those you have to just be careful and make sure that they're legitimate.
Yeah, there's also a couple of websites, you know, that have deals, and they check the prices on, for instance, airlines, like Fair Alert.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you just go to fairalert.com and sign up, and they just, you know, it's a freebie. And they send, they give you whatever they can get a price on, like, a round trip to New York. I just got one yesterday, I think, $127 round trip in New York City.
Oh, don't tell me that. I just bought a $600 ticket.
Jeez.
Ouch, you're killing me.
You're kidding.
I know, and I'm the deal maker, right? I don't know what I was thinking.
$600? I don't pay more than two. What in the heck is
Well, part of it was, this is going from Seattle to Vegas to New York back to Seattle.
Well, you know, you're going to stop along the way. No, I assume you're going to stay in Vegas a day or two?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Well,
going
so,
for
that's
a quote-unquote conference.
Well, naturally. And
right.
And so you get, that way you get to write it off.
Right, exactly.
Well,
that's
yeah,
the point.
Yeah. You're good to go.
And I just watched The Hangover again for the second time, but I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to chill when
I'm
there.
Yeah, I understand. Let's see if we can get another one. Hi, who's this? Hello? Hello? Goodbye. All right, let's see if we can get this one here. All right, hi, who's this? Bloody hell. Jeez. I
hate that when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, say, hello, what? Well, you're talking to me? You're talking to me?
What are you, Robert De Niro?
What am I doing, a Robert De Niro scene here? Anyway. So fares, you can get a great deal on fares, you know, if you sign up for a couple of these things. And, you know, there's like Kayak, and I can't remember a couple of others that they'll just send you the numbers. And the cruise lines, too, by the way, if you get on their their website.
You just set up alerts?
Yeah.
And then it just sends you an email automatically?
Sends it automatically,
cool.
Yeah. Sends it automatically. Yeah, I like to. I mean, if I can get a good deal to go fly or, you know, take a cruise or something, I'm going to do it.
Right.
So
you know that concept. I bet there are a lot of websites out there that sell soup to nuts that probably have a very similar type of service because they want the business. So,
oh, sure, yeah.
And then they get you added to their database for newsletters and marketing and all that other stuff. So
yeah.
If you're willing to put up with the junk mail to get the occasional alert on a deal, then that could be a way of going about it.
Yeah, and it's so much easier that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to be able to jump on it right then.
Right.
You know, you can't wait a day or two, and that's not going to work. But if you get a fare alert and you say $127, like I said yesterday, $127 round trip New York.
Now, are you sitting in the back of the plane in the middle by the toilets, or
I don't care. I don't mind flirting with the flight attendant. That's all right with me. And not only that, but she brings me drinks and doesn't reach around the corner. Then I'm good to go.
Okay.
I don't care. What do I care? It doesn't bother me. But nevertheless, you know, you can do this sort of thing.
Yeah.
What about now? Let's move into some we're talking about furniture, but furniture is a big deal. You know, talking about beds are insane. They're just insane. But, you know, getting, appliances. What about those?
Same exact thing. I think this, you know, we talked about a couple of things. One is the silent treatment. And then the other is just asking the question. Not silence in a rude way, but just, you know, where you're asking questions and it's like you're really thinking and, you know. I think that those sort of techniques can work with anything that you're purchasing.
Mm. Well, see, the thing is, a lot of people are not good at this. You know that. I mean,
yes.
You're talking about people skills that a lot of people may not have.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for instance, like reading someone. A lot of people, they walk in, they feel like they're captive. You know,
yeah.
I think the first thing you have to let them know is, look, you're in charge here.
Right.
Do they know that?
I don't know. That depends. I mean, especially in retail, you see all kinds of personalities in retail. You've got the people that obviously hate their job, don't want to be there.
Mm.
They're texting or, you know, doing something else. And then you have the other people that are really friendly and they greet you and it's like it's their life's work, you know, to be. So, yeah. So I guess you're right. There's definitely sort of some skill involved in reading people. But a lot of it, too, is just stepping out of that comfort zone and being uncomfortable and having those conversations. And that's all it is. It's just a conversation. Nobody's going to die if you say no or they say no. I mean, who cares? And it's a numbers game. This is what they taught us in sales my whole career. And even if you're lousy, eventually, if you just do the numbers, you'll get something.
Well, you know, and I'm like you. And to me, it's a game.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, well, it is fun if you realize that you're really the kind of the person in charge. I don't think most people think that.
No, they feel like, oh, this is somebody else's store, and, you know, I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut, and, you know, what do I know? I don't know.
Well, I am the nut, and they're the squirrel, so there it is. Hold on. 303-713-8585, the number, Andrea Siddig Rolf, how to get a deal on anything. That's right, anything. So if you're looking to buy something, you got your eye on something, give Andrea a call. We continue on News Radio 850 KOA.
Another day that I can't find my head. My feet don't look like they're my own. I try and find the floor below to stand. I hope I reach it once again. And I'm feeling the same way all over again. Feeling the same way all over again. Singing the same lines all over.
Nora Jones doing the honors tonight. 303-713-8585, the number. Back with Andrea Siddig Rolf on how to get a deal on anything. You like Nora Jones?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
I can hear that in your voice.
No,
I think you're a little Twitter-pated.
Well, I must confess, she just knocks me out. The sound of her voice just blows me away.
Yeah.
And I've seen her work. I mean, you know, when she sits there at the piano, and I've watched her. And, you know, she's some to watch. She's
yeah, she's one of a kind, very yeah. unique.
Yeah, she is unique. Yeah, she is unique. And her music, at the time I was seeing someone, so it even had more to do with it.
Right.
So, you know, it was all very romantic.
Yes, I get that.
Yeah. Anyway, you also do something else you're talking about. There's a big article in this morning's paper here in Colorado. I'm sure it's the same up in Seattle, too, by the way, right now. The demand for aid for workers to get to find jobs, county human services,
right.
among other things. I guess when you go to the county, effectively an employment services, even though it's the county, unless you're going to get a government job, is that really the best way to be able to effectively get a deal and get a job?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think in this job market, I mean, you've got to realize that if you are going about the sort of traditional way of looking for a job in this market, it's going to be real tough out there. I mean, you know, I'm hearing on the news about 200, 300, 400 applicants for one position. And so if you're doing the traditional things, you know, just sending in resumes and that type of thing, your resume is going to get lost in a stack of other resumes. So I really recommend applying sales techniques, because I like to say, you know, make your oddity a commodity, as silly as that sounds. But
well,
whatever
for me.
I mean, you did it, right?
Sure.
You're on the radio. It's working. It's working for you.
Works for me.
Yeah. And so whatever is unique or special or different about you, that is what you really want to use as an asset when you are approaching potential employers. You know, I recommend doing something, talk about feeling uncomfortable for a lot of people, but I recommend putting together an accomplishments portfolio. So not just your little one or two sheet resume, but a notebook that's got all your accomplishments and, you know, the projects you've worked on and the results you've created for other employers and testimonials and things other people have said about you. That's the way to get somebody's attention.
Well, you know, and that's it. I mean, you've got to get their attention. Of course, I'm a firm believer in, you know, face-to-face anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, why not cold call? I mean, that's, you know, that scares a lot of people. But pick up the phone, cold call to get an interview.
Yeah, you bet. And then follow it up with a note to let them know you're coming.
Yeah.
Or you know, send them and now don't email. Email is, you know, people say, well, what's wrong with email? Nothing except that you're one of 10,000 others
right.
on the email.
And they just hit delete, and that's very easy to do. It's easier to delete an email than to hang up on you.
Well, so that's right, yeah.
It's better, I think it's better to call.
Yeah, well, and sometimes just show up.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing? You're demonstrating a skill. You're demonstrating you're confident, you're assertive. Those are skills that employers are looking for. So if within that sales process, that's kind of what it is, within the job hunting process, if you can demonstrate the very skills that make you unique and different while you're applying for the job, that's a great way to not just talk about who you are, but to show who you are.
Mm. Yeah, sort of like a sales job, isn't it?
It is. It is. You are temporarily a salesperson when you are looking for a job.
Yeah.
You've got to sell yourself into that position and all your attributes and why pick you over somebody else. You've got to be able to do that confidently and just really show your personality and who you are, because that's what people are looking for when they're considering hiring people. So much of it, I think, has to do with that likability factor and personality. And you wouldn't believe, I mean, I hate to say this, it's a little self-deprecating, but you wouldn't believe the high-powered jobs that I've gotten.
Sure.
That frankly had more to do with my personality than my skill set.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, I mean, and I get that. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that and you are selling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See, and this is another thing. A lot of people feel intimidated about doing that.
Yeah.
And you wonder, you know, I mean, how it's sort of like walking into a store. How do you feel about, you know, why you're here, what you're doing, and, you know, that do you really understand that you're in charge here?
Yeah. And I think this is one of those things, you know, you've heard fake it till you make it. I mean, if you don't feel confident, act like somebody who feels confident, and eventually you will feel that way. If you behave in a certain way that shows confidence, the feelings will follow. And it's going to feel uncomfortable, but you've got to be willing. If you've been unemployed for 6 months or more, I mean, that's pretty uncomfortable. So what's more uncomfortable than long-term unemployment? So, you know, it's worth trying some of this stuff and really getting yourself out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know, and people say as well, I don't have any skills.
Not true.
Well, but that's the point. You see, they don't know what they got.
Yeah. And one of the side benefits of creating this accomplishments portfolio that I talk about, it really forces you to sort of examine who you are and what you have to offer, and just really forces you to take the time to do that. And one of the benefits is after you've done that and you've actually put together this portfolio, you will feel more confident, because now you have something physical that you can look at and go, wow, That's right, I did that. I did, you know, that project, or I saved the company a lot of money, or I helped that coworker, whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be a 3-inch, 3-ring binder notebook.
Mm.
It can be a quarter of an inch.
Yep.
But, you know, it's all about the presentation and the marketing and how you present yourself to that potential employer.
Yeah, and you know, again, it's sort of like walking into a store,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if you look like you're there for a reason, and if you look like you have, you know, got some competence and confidence,
yeah,
you know, you're going to get what you want, more or less.
Yeah, and actually, one of the other things that I recommend that can work really, really well to show competence and competence is to create a business card. And this is not something we typically think of when we're unemployed. It's like, hey, I'm unemployed. Look at my card.
Yeah, well, that's actually, you know, you walk in and get it, your name and phone number and maybe an email address.
Yeah, and I take it a step further. I say put your headshot on the front, your title or your expertise, which is could just be your title of your former job, all your contact information on the front. But then on the back, this is where it gets kind of unique, you write your mission statement. What's your personal mission statement? How do you help people? So I say write things like, I help companies drive sales. I help companies cut costs. You know, whatever it is, however you help companies. Or just if you have an idea, maybe you've done some research on that company's initiatives and you have an idea that's going to help them reach those initiatives. You just write a few notes on the back of a card and hand that to somebody.
All right. When we come back, we're going to find out how to buy my boat. 303-713-8585, the number. Andrea Siddick-Rolf, how to get a deal on anything, including a job. Don't go away. As we continue heading up to the top, and of course, a news update back again with Andrea Siddick-Rolf. By the way, I'm looking at your website here. You're a dead ringer from an old friend of mine.
Really? Yeah. I hear that a lot. People tell me all the time that I look like somebody they know.
Yeah, you
somebody
do.
Somebody they love, somebody they know.
Well,
this goes,
yeah, from way back. I'm just saying, you know, it's been a while since I've seen Amy, but you look just like a girl named Amy.
Huh.
She was a spokesperson for the airport for a while.
Okay. Yeah.
Works for the city.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, what do you know?
Well, me? Nothing. Anyway, so I'm looking to buy a boat, okay? All right. Let's say, and by the way, I would like to get, you know, something that looks like a good-sized sail, because that's what I like, you know, with a little bit of a small motor to get it out of the slip.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the best way to get a deal? I suppose shopping is a good beginning.
Yeah, research, find out what's out there, what kind of deals are out there. You know, use that as sort of ammunition when you go to negotiate. I would say that buying a boat, you know, the closest thing to that is kind of what we talked about in buying a car.
Buying a car, yeah.
Similar. Although boats can cost as much as houses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the more they cost, the more room you have to negotiate.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, that's the thing is, of course, a lot of people, now, it depends on where you are. Now, up where you are, you got a lot of private, you know, boat sales and motors and yachts and the like.
Yep.
And a lot of people sell their own boats.
Mm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Now, brokers, I mean, they're there to make a profit, and it's going to be on top of the boat, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, so whatever you're going to buy, you don't want to buy that way. I assume you'd shop it either in you go to marinas. A lot of people just put their sail thing up on the bulletin board there at the marina.
Yeah, and probably just for sale by owner type sign. You would still need a lawyer, though, wouldn't you, to write up the deal? I mean, doesn't somebody have to get paid for making that happen? Because that's...
Well, like you say, it's kind of like buying a house.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like buying a house. But I think the contractual agreement is, you know, okay, I buy the boat as is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like buying a car, only different. Yeah, you know, it's like buying like a house that's on water.
You know, right.
Kind of a cross between a vehicle and a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, But because I used to own a houseboat, so I know what that's kind of like.
Yeah, that really is a house on a.
That
water.
Is a house on a.
Literally,
water.
Quite literally,
quite
when you
literally.
Live on it.
That's right. Yeah, and you know, and I owned it 10 years and I sold it. You know, and I just sold it outright. In fact, but
do they retain their value over time?
Well, kind of. You know, I mean, wear and tear.
Yeah.
After all, I mean, you know, and as time goes on, they kind of get a little out of style.
Right.
You know, depending on the model. Sales, on the other hand, that's another story. I mean, they you know, it takes a lot longer for them to go out of style. So the trouble is you got to make sure that everything's, you have to work on your boat.
Yeah.
You
got to
work on your boat.
Keep it up.
Yeah, you
got to
work on your boat. Of course, fortunately, I'm one of those that love to work on boats, so.
Well, there you go.
For those who want to get a hold of you, you got a website real quick?
I do. The easiest one is blitzexperience.com.
All right. Very good indeed. Well, Andrea, thanks so much. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Have fun.
It's been fun.
All right, now you can go get some rest and then have that latte in the morning.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. News is coming up. Don't go away. You're listening to News Radio 850 KOA.